Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Galilea Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm fine, thank you, Zach, and how are you?
I'm doing fine. Interested to hear about another of your companies today. What is the latest at Galileo?
Galileo is very interesting at the moment. It's interesting all the time, of course, but they start with Glenover. Glenover, that test work has been continuing for 6-8 months. We know we can produce a reasonable vermiculite project. We know that the big stockpiles, we've got 3 million tonnes there, are amenable to a superphosphate. We've already got a potential off-taker for that on an ad hoc basis. Our main tester, if you like, they're pretty confident on producing the fertiliser product and indeed a superphosphate. They're also doing work on rare earths. So we have, as you know, we've got 3 million tonnes of stockpile and we've got the 7 million tonnes in the existing open pit. So that's moving along very favourably. We'll be concluding an offtake agreement for some of the material in the stockpiles. And hopefully we'll be entering into an arrangement to upgrade to superphosphate the dumps in general, and of course the in-situ body, and saving or selling a rare earth gang from any flotation plant. So moving along, obviously the people who are doing the test work are being very, very careful, because in turn they will have to enter into long-term contracts. So it's going very well, and I'm hoping to have some news in over the next couple of months. Stars Inc., we announced that we'd appointed Zofco a few months ago. They have found, and I'm talking with several companies in various parts of the world who are keen to take the raw willemite. We've done test mining, and we'll be putting the entire structure together, to be receiving cash flow from that project in the very short-term future. And then, of course, we've got the Kalahari Desert. We announced the Kalahari Copper Belt, where we announced the agreement with Sandfire Resources. We're due $3 million shortly from Sandfire Resources. We'll use quite a bit of that into the drilling program. We announced the magnetics in electromagnetic EM work in November, and we referred to conductors. I'm happy to say it's 40 and 39 two licensed areas. It looks like there's a dome, and there's some considerable 37 kilometres of strike, and we're going to start in the southern end of 40 and expecting to drill by the end of this month. I'd love it to be the third week, but I guess I'm always ambitious for these things, so it'll be the fourth week. But we should be drilling in March. So we're very, very excited about that. This is a massive piece of strike, and all of the geophysics suggest that we're in the right spot. And, of course, Sandfire, I don't know if they intend to start projects, but we stand for a success fee there between north and $80 million. Depending on what they find. So if you look at the portfolio of Galileo, it's all happening, Zach, and Stars Inc. and the Kalahari Copper Belt will be concurrent with some news on the phosphate around about May, June.
So it's fair to say that with Galileo, a bit like at the situation at Extract, things are starting to get a momentum of their own.
Oh, indeed. I mean, indeed. Sometimes these things, you know, you just run very fast and stand still. And that's how it appears, I think, to people. But in actual fact, a lot of work going on. And as I say, the trains appear to be arriving at the station and pretty much all at the same time.
Given that there are different things going on at Galileo, what's the one thing that maybe investors can focus on as the highlight, in your opinion?
Well, you know, with my absolute belief in the fundamentals for copper, in my absolute belief of the Kalahari Copper Belt emerging as one of the world's new places, that's not me saying that as well. That's the U.S. Geological Society saying it, and others saying it. And to have the position and the licenses and the partner that we've got, I can't help but be extremely excited and very chuffed about getting drilling there in Botswana.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Galileo Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.